more do you get on the Dr. Fay Love and Logic Show? Tom Spencer, my producer, tell folks how you can participate as a caller on our pre-recorded show.
All righty, you email us at radioshow@loveandlogic.com. I'll take a look through those emails, and we pick out the some really good ones, and call up those folks and tell them when we're taping, and then they call into the show, and we have them on. And then some of the other emails we will address over the air.
Great. So radioshow@loveandlogic.com.
That's
is that
it.
Correct?
That is it.
Very good. And we have Julie on the line. Julie, thanks for calling.
Hi.
Yeah, tell us about your, what's your question here?
Well, I have a son who's 10 years old with ADHD, and he's a kid that is avoids a lot of things that he doesn't want to do, and we get into, I guess it would be a power struggle. His, you know, he'll either ignore me or, you know, by not saying anything at all, or he'll say, I don't know. To all the questions.
So what are
I
some of the things that you want him to do, Julie?
Well, it could be anything from homework to, you know, coming to the table for dinner, you know, little chores, things like that. If he doesn't want to do it, he's kind of figured out this way to get, you know, to resist it, and then it becomes like a forcing issue, and that's
so
where
he develops develop severe cases of hearing impairment and muscular paralysis, that type of thing. That's pretty common. You know, I've heard that spouses even have these problems sometimes. But I can give you a three-part process if you're interested. And this is designed to teach him to listen to you the first time.
Okay.
Now, earlier in the show, as you were holding and listening, you heard we were talking about the value of kids encountering struggles and making mistakes. And particularly with strong-willed kids or kids with special needs, they really oftentimes need to learn the hard way. And, you know, like my co-host Monica knows, I have to learn the hard way, right? By making mistakes. Yeah, a lot of times I'm just the kind of guy where I'm so stubborn, I'm going to do it my way, and then I learn by the consequences of those mistakes. So those of you who are listening who have a kid like this, write down the letters A, B, and C. Yeah, so this is going to be a three-part process, and each one of these letters stands for something. The A stands for, Julie, you're going to ask him to do something that you are absolutely certain he will not do.
Okay.
Now, that's pretty easy for you, I bet.
Yep.
You know, so and listeners, I really did say something that the kid will not do. Okay, so it might be, you know, the kid's not going to come to dinner because they want to watch this TV show. So you're just going to ask them, you're going to say, oh, honey, really appreciate you coming to the table. Okay, or it might be something like, sweetheart, would you do me a favor and clean up all those leaves in the yard? You know, or little things like would you make your bed, or and just any little thing you're just pretty sure the kid won't do. Now, why do we want the kid not to do it? I mean, why are we asking them to do something we're sure they won't? What do you think, Julie?
Because you've got a magic answer.
because he's got to learn the hard way.
Okay.
See, he's got to learn these lessons from the inside out rather than the outside in. And see, so far, you know, most people try to teach their kids lessons from the outside in with lectures or trying to reason with them or talk with them. And the only way he's going to learn to do these things is by realizing that when he doesn't, really sad things happen in his life. Okay. And so the first part is I'm going to ask this. And, you know, if it's a chore or something, I'm going to give him a reasonable deadline. So I'm just going to say, well, you know, you don't have to get it done right away. Just have it done by such and such a time. Now, does he ever argue with you?
Yes.
Okay. Memorize this.
Okay.
No problem.
No problem.
Yeah. So he says, oh, I don't want to do it. I'll do it later. No problem. And then you say, I love you too much to fight with you about this. So let's
Got
hear
that
it
one.
So far. No problem.
No problem. I love you too much to argue about this.
Yeah, I love you too much to argue or fight with you about this. And then you can say, hey, if it doesn't get done, I'll take care of it.
If it doesn't get done, I'll take care of it.
Okay, we're going to practice. Here we go. Mom, none of my friends have to do chores. I'm...
No problem. I love you too much to argue about this with you.
Yeah. And if it doesn't get done, I'll...
And if it doesn't get done, I'll do it.
Okay, I'll take care of it, right?
I'll take
and
care
then,
of it.
And then you go to step B.
Okay.
And step B stands for be quiet.
Okay. That's
the hardest.
That's a tough one.
And that's where you bite your tongue because, see, what happens at this point in most cases is we tend to nag and we tend to warn and we tend to threaten and we tend to teach the kid that we are going to remind them a lot. See, Julie, what happens with a lot of us, and I'm guilty of this too, is where, you know, a kid doesn't do something we want him to do, and then we get a little impatient. We start saying, well, you better do this, or if you don't do this, or how many times do I have to tell you, or why aren't you doing this, right?
Yeah.
And then the kid learns that you're always going to say that. In other words, they become dependent on nagging and reminding. And so this process is designed to teach kids to listen the first time. Now, we're going to keep you on during this commercial break, and then we're going to get back with the C part of the formula. Folks, we'll be right back.
The phone lines are open, and the doctor is taking calls.